of us grew up in a strict disciplined home. Others grew up with a parent or parents who allowed freedom a bit too often. And in parenting, for things to be good, for love, and for your children, you need balance, okay? And the balance has to be a combination of things. Kids need love, nurturing, open-mindedness from parents, compassion, and discipline, all right? And the discipline part, it can be very controlling, and it can be too open for them to decide, you know, what their punishment is, or them to decide what the consequence is all the time, because life is not like that. So as a parent, I think I do well at balancing the fun and the discipline, but not having super strict rules. I feel like
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Allows my children to be a bit more open and honest about what they're really thinking. So when it comes to the myth, not having strict rules is better, I think that's wrong. I think it's, you know, not having strict rules is not better per se. You know, you have to balance it out. You got to figure out who your children are and what they need as far as guidance, because every child is different. You can't discipline all of your children the same way and think that the result should be along the same lines. They're different people, okay? So that's what we're talking about today. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. This is season 14. It is a Monday, all right? Holiday week. It's a Monday. Today is November 22nd. Hopefully you did all of your holiday shopping for food and supplies and what you'll need, so you don't have to be in the grocery store for 3 hours this week. Yeah. Let's get into today's show. In parenting, it's all about balance, okay? You can be really strict without an explanation with today's kids. You can't just tell them absolutely not about things and through their curiosity, and their curiosity button is going to tell them that that's more important than not getting in trouble with you, possibly. You know, if you think about it this way, why do you think preachers' kids mostly act out? Judges' kids live with no limits. Two-parent home kids with, you know, everything they need, a good school, balance, shelter, and love, still choose to do the wrong thing. Because you can't be too much of anything as a parent. And when it comes to being super strict and not having rules set at all, your child will always lose as a child and into adulthood. Because life will slap them with boundaries, laws, rules, regulation. Yes, you are scheduled to come into work at 8:30, not 8:46, not 9 o'clock. You can't call out, you know, 12 times in a 2 month period and think, you know, your job is not going to have a problem. Like, people who don't learn those limitations and those limits for things and how things are, and this is just how it is, earlier, they will struggle in adulthood. And it's a lot of people out here in adulthood struggling with different things on different levels, but that's mostly where that's coming from. So being a super strict parent to me is not good. Being super, oh, whatever, oh, they're okay, Oh, I trust him to do the right thing with a child that's inexperienced also. Not the way. It's, you got to be somewhere in the middle, okay? Too many parents think that they can buy their children's behavior. You can't buy a child's behavior. If a child doesn't want to listen to you, if a child wants to be defiant, if a child wants to yell back or not have manners, if a child is only mirroring what they see in a home or outside a home or with their closest family or friends, like, that's the issue. And there's no amount of money that's going to change that, okay? Too many parents think a good school, a good community will fix their children. No. No, that's not going to fix them. Too many parents think having money will fulfill all of their children's curiosity to not get in trouble. No. They're going to try what they've always been told to avoid just to be risky. But my thing is, like, if you tell a child, you know, don't ever try this drug because here are some few examples of what happened with people on this drug and not knowing what it was cut with or made with, the choice is yours. I feel like that's a better approach than being like, don't you ever do drugs. Just say no. Okay? Remember what I told you. Like, that's not enough because they're going to have so much. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show. Please don't forget to check out the Cozy Womb Shop for merch for the show and Mama's Cozy Closet for merch for moms and more. And what's the other shop? I think that's it. And if you just want to support the show, Cozy Womb Podcast is brought to you by Red Circle. Red Circle is a web-based platform set up to push podcasters to their full potential. And you can donate to the show in the show notes with the link. And I would appreciate it because making time to podcast is not easy being a mom of two, but I do it anyway because I actually enjoy it. Back to the show. And then you won't have to worry about being super strict because you didn't, like, shun your child from their curiosity. You explain to them what something is. You let them look it up. You let them ask questions. Now they can go outside in the world without you in full confidence of knowing where they stand on more things that they didn't have to physically experience, mentally experience, emotionally experience. When I was 18, I was in a relationship with someone who was 7 years older than me. And I'm not saying, hey, tell your children to do this. I'm just saying, like, that one relationship had great things that I learned from it, and it had some negative things that I also learned from it. But help me thus far. And sometimes it's, you know, just listening to someone who has wisdom to give you the better options laid out instead of you having to go through something that is negative in order to.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Find out. And I think that is always my approach in parenting. It's like, hey, this happened to me, I'm going to share with my daughters. I know for sure once my daughters get to a point of their double-digit teenage years, I'm going to have more experience-like discussions with them to make sure they're going to make the better decisions when it comes to their bodies because that's very important to me, okay? I'm not trying to be grandma in my 40s. I'm just not. okay, let me get to my mid-50s, please. Thank you very much. And I think strict rules usually push kids away more than not. And they feel like possessions and not people when you give them strict rules without any discussion or explanation. And I'm not saying every time you tell your child no, you must explain to them at that moment why you said no. No, y'all can talk about the no later. Y'all can have a call tomorrow and talk about the no. It's all in how you communicate, how you respect your child. Because yes, your kids are supposed to respect you, but you are supposed to respect your children because they are going to one day be individuals independent from you. Okay? They're not going to depend on you all their life. You don't want your kids to depend on you all your life. And so when it comes to strictness, I think I have fun with my kids. I nurture my kids. I tell my kids, you know, a lot of things that most parents won't. I talk to them and explain to them what most parents feel they have time to explain. Like, I'd rather them know earlier because kids are much faster, much smarter, much advanced earlier than we were. So if what I saw when I was 8 and 9 that kids were doing and they're faster now, like, I'm definitely having discussions with my 7-year-old, soon to be 8-year-old this week, about things that people haven't even began to talk to their 13-year-olds about. Okay? This world is moving faster, and when it comes to choosing to be a strict parent or not being a strict parent, I think the answer is no to both of them, and find your balance in the middle. Let your child know when they're not going to be able to convince you. Let your child know when a no is a no. Let your child know when something is up for discussion. And let your child know, like, you don't need me. You don't need to ask me for that. You know, you're smart. You're intelligent. You know what's the better option. And let your children know, like, you believe in them, and they you have the confidence in them that they will pick the right option in certain decisions in their life, because that's going to make them willing to be confident for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And soon, you don't want your child to be 36 still living in your house because they're too scared to step outside of your home and make a real life decision. Okay? So balance, balance, balance. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be super strictness, and it shouldn't be being super lenient and free when it comes to certain things. Sorry, I thought one of the girls was up. But that is my myth number 4. Next Monday will be myth number 5. Not going to tell you what that is. Thank you for listening to the Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. You can find me at Cozy Womb Pod on IG and Twitter. And if you want to email me, you can email me at CozyWombMama@gmail.com. I do podcasts every Monday. This week, I have 2 bonus episodes for you guys. On Tuesday, I will be dropping the bonus episode, He Said He Never Wanted to Be a Dad. And I did that episode with Chilling with Juice. Juice from Chilling with Juice podcast. Please check that podcast out. Good family there. And he's a dad. He has 2 kids. I have 2 kids. And I felt like it would be a great episode to talk about the women who know that a man that they're sexually active with does not want to be a father, let alone doesn't want to be a father with them. And they may lie and say that they're on birth control, or they may convince a man to not use a condom, and they end up pregnant, and against that man's wishes, they want to carry this baby for 9 months. They want to give birth to this child, and they want to blame game after the child is here when that man told you before that the child got here that he didn't want to be a father, you know? Whatever it is, if it's like bad timing for them, or they're not sure if they're ready for that, or they just don't owe you an explanation. Women have to stop trying to dictate a man's life, feelings, and obligations through sex and babies, because it's unfair to that child every time. And then on Thursday, I did a collab show with the Average Joe podcast, and it's going to be through the Baby Chronicles. So good shows this week I got popping up, so you might see me on your feed more than once. But either way, I appreciate you guys, and I will check you guys next week. Enjoy your holidays. Don't overeat. If you don't like it, don't take it. Peace. Bye.
Bye.